Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I hope Matt's okay with it. Because I didn't really ask. What we may have missed. What we forgot. What we need to touch on. What we promoted that we didn't get to. And even if it's just a minute or two, a mention.
Clean up in aisle three.
Clean up on aisle three. Doc, last night the Nationals were in New York to take on the Mets at Citi Field, and they acquitted themselves pretty darn well. Jake Irvin with a good start. Sean Manaea was really tough for the Mets early on, looking like Chris Sale, as the Nats broadcast pointed out several times. And the Nats ultimately lost 2-1 in 10 innings. The Mets are clearly a better team. The Mets were given up for dead before the season. They're 14 games over 500. They're in position for the playoffs. Obviously, the Nats are kind of playing out the string here, but they still want to finish strong enough, get to 75-ish wins if they can. Right now, they sit at 68 tonight, same two teams, 7-10 against the Mets after winning the final three games of that series against the Marlins. Have you been able to watch any of the Nationals recently?
Yeah,
anything
last,
that opened your eyes?
Last night,
okay.
Last night, when they were still hadn't lost by the time I checked out. And you're just watching the young prodigies. And Dylan and watching Wood, and he's still observing that strike zone with two strikes on him.
He's still getting squeezed, that's for damn sure.
Yeah. But, you know, as long as we're in the fight.
Yep. Cruz is in a little bit of a dip right now, but I still...
they figured him out, too.
I talked about him, though, from Friday night. Man, he made an unbelievable catch against the right field wall, then beat out an infield single, which was a traditional ground out, then stole second and third. I love me some Dylan Cruz and James Wood. I mean, the future is here. These guys are just getting, you know, little oil running through the engine. They'll be okay. Tonight, game two of that series coming up against 7-10. You can listen to it starting at 6:40 over on 106.7 The Fan and the Odyssey app. It's expected to be partly cloudy right around game time and throughout the game. Very low percent chance of precipitation. Lows in the lower 70s, maybe into the high 60s by the time the game wraps up. Tonight's game day weather is presented by Pepco. Storm season is here, and we know a little prep makes a big difference. Get storm informed at pepco.com/storm. Prep. All right, Mr. Doc Walker, here's the moment of truth. You know, Dan Quinn does the Tell the Truth Mondays thing. Well, we've got to tell the truth, too. when it comes to making picks, right? So Mr. 4-10, last week's loser, extraordinaire, actually bounced back and had a really good week for himself. He acquitted himself well. He was 11-5 this week. How about that? How do you like them apples?
Well, I'm not surprised. I mean, as much as he's on the air and as much research as he puts in, and I'm not surprised.
Does he really put in that research? I mean, when you go
super
4-6
six packs,
yeah, that's true. That's true.
I mean, of all the things he's on, I mean, look, the dude's on like 3 or 4 stations.
Again, he stole that concept from me. I just want to point that out. He stole that concept from me.
Well, you know what? You were the original in that. And I'll tell you what, he pirates content.
Yes. I was the original badass voodoo daddy. That's for damn sure.
So he's never going to give you your, I guess you call it infringement. Yeah. Whatever it is on it, but he can have it.
Anyway, Linnell was 11-5 last week after his very unimpressive 4-10 week one. Now
he's the worst.
Yeah,
no one will ever be worse.
Exactly. These games are not against the spread. These games are just straight up winner. And I know it's been a crazy first 2 weeks. So Linnell acquitted himself pretty well. Again, now he's 15-15. So kudos, I guess, to him. Doc, this week you struggled a little bit.
That was horrible.
Yeah, you were 7-9 according to Maddie's chart here that I'm looking at. Lost on Miami, Baltimore. We both lost on those teams.
I can't believe I took my – you know, I could just kick myself in the rear. The thing is, I got to get more focused on this. I'm not.
I took Miami too.
I got more focused.
Yeah, I took Miami and Baltimore too. I mean, who would have thought? You know, both.
No, I don't mind going out with Baltimore. No, Baltimore, I'm hard. Now, I love the Crows.
Yeah, we also both took Dallas and both lost that. We both took Detroit and both lost that.
How could you not take Dallas? What were they, 100-0 in regular season at home?
We both took Indianapolis with Malik Willis playing at Lambeau Field.
They were playing against 10 men.
Yeah, I know.
How could you not?
And they lost there. Now, you lost on Jacksonville, which Cleveland beat. I had Cleveland. You lost with San Francisco, which Minnesota beat. I took Cleveland and Minnesota.
You know what? I was like...
Yeah.
And I know Maddie. I mean, I know that's your guy, quarterback.
Yeah,
but I'm so down on him.
I know.
I'm so disappointed.
But you bounced
this dude. That I'm never going to pick them as long as he's a quarterback.
Yeah, but you bounced back. You had the Jets in Tennessee, and I had Tennessee. You know, just like comparing the two of us. You had Pittsburgh over Denver on the road. Good call by you. I had Denver, and we were both wrong with the Monday night winner last night. So I was 8-8. You were 7-9. Matt, who picks all of his games by a coin flip,
he picked a coin. Yeah,
yeah.
He went from a quarter to a dime.
Yeah.
You know, that was a big mistake.
You know Tony Kornheiser, when he worked on this radio station, used to pick games with a monkey?
With a monkey.
Right. Well, Matt picks games with a coin.
We don't have monkey budget.
Yeah, we don't have budget. Yeah, we don't have the budget to feed the monkey. We definitely don't have the budget. We have no budget, as a matter of fact.
No.
Matt's coin was 6-10 this week. Not very good. It's almost like 5-11. Not very good.
But it wasn't 4.
Yeah.
It wasn't the worst.
It wasn't 4-10 and missing
the
game.
It wasn't 4-10.
Picking. So anyway, so that was that. And my picks against the spread, you know, I do a super six pack too. As a matter of fact, I do two of them just to make sure that it's unique and creative and nobody's done it in the history of mankind and sports talk radio. I was once again like I was in week one, 3-3 against the spread. I won with the Washington Commanders minus the 1.5. Chargers minus 5 over Carolina, and Arizona, I had them minus 1 as home favorites over the Rams. Yeah. Yeah, I probably beat the Sharks off the coast of Cambodia as well.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway, that is cleanup on aisle 3.
Cleanup in aisle 3.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.